Chof Ha'er, 2nd of June, Harav Binyamin Kalabach, Ba'af Gamzois, Biyoisom Be'eretz Oveim.
In this week's parsha, we find the Teichacha the following pasuk: Ba'af Gamzois, Biyoisom Be'eretz Oveim. Lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chaloisim l'hofer b'risa itom ki ani Hashem lo yikim. V'av kam zois, even when Klal Yisrael finds themselves in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim, I don't hold them in disgust, I don't expel them from myself. The chaloisim to destroy them, the hofer b'risa itom ki ani Hashem lo yikim. Chazal dashed this posik in each one of the goliaths that Kaisal went through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for them. He prepared Daniel in Golos Babel. He prepared Mordechai in the Golos of Yavon, of Madai. He prepared Chashmonaim in Yavon, and he prepared the Gedolei Yisrael Shel Kol Doros to save Klal Yisrael when we go through the hard Golos of Golos Edom. But there has to be a pashup shot also in the posik. That's the drash. What is the pashup shot? There's a very important and Yisoidis Dig Pshat from the Meshech Chochmah in this pasuk, and it's a known Shtikel Torah from the Rabbi Yisrael, from the Meshech Chochmah. But I would like to say how I saw it, how I read it this year. It had different meaning to me. I'd like to share with you my thought on what Rabbi Yisrael, the Meshech Chochmah, says Pshat in this pasuk. And I'd like to be magnum as follows. A few weeks ago, we read in Pashas Kedoshim. Ve'ahavto l'reach ha'komoicha. Says Rashi, Om Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'toyah. Everybody knows the words of Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'toyah. What does it mean, ze klal gadol b'toyah? There's a klal. Klal means there's a tzibur. There's a
rule.
A klal. And then there's the prat. A person himself is the prat. We have to learn how kamoich is that a person has to know that as well as I live for myself, I also live as part of the community. I live as part of the Klal Yisrael. I have to know. The Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, a person has to know where he has to function on his own level, and where does he function as being a part of Klal Yisrael. In the Torah's Koran that Rashi quotes, it says as follows. After Rabbi Kiva says, Heck, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah, Omer Ben Azai, Zeh Sefer Tordos Odom Klal Yosef Gadol. There's a bigger klal. There's a klal that's called Zeh Sefer Tordos Odom. So what does the Medrash mean? What does the Torah's Koran mean? A person has to know where I stand with myself, where I stand with Klal Yisrael, when do I function as an individual, where do I function as a part of Klal Yisrael. The Sforim say that, Avsham Shafor Hirsch says, Klal Yisrael was blessed with being Hichoy Lashval Sfas Hayom, Kuchoy Chayashimayim V'chachoy Lashval Sfas Hayom. Each star is a different entity, each star has a different tafkid, each star does something important. One grain of sand is meaningless. It doesn't do anything. Sand has a function, has a purpose when you take a lot of sand together. Klal Yisrael is like Kerchovim, and Klal Yisrael are like sand. There are certain things that could be achieved only by Klal Yisrael working together, and there are certain things that are achieved by each one fulfilling his own potential and fulfilling his own purpose in life. So a person has to know, as to understand himself, where do I function as an individual, and where do I function as a part of Klal Yisrael, and how do I juxtapose the two of them? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with one purpose, that Klal Yisrael should be marbek v'od shemayim, to bring it to glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name all through the generations. all of mankind, the whole history of the world, is one story of Kvod Shamayim. Benazir tells us in this same Chazal, just like a person has to know, where do I stand as an individual? Where do I function as my own person? Where do I function as a part of Klal Yisrael? A person also has to know, where do I stand in the history of the world? How do I connect to this long story of Kvod Shamayim that there is from Bi'as Olam until the end of Shita al-Mishkin, until the end of 6,000 years? What is my tafkid? How do I fit in? Chazal tell us, the second pasuk in the Torah, "Reishis bara lekim es ha'shamay v'sa'oz, v'ha'oz ha'is v'soyu, v'voyu v'choshu al p'nei sohoim, v'ruach lekim v'achefus al p'nei amoyim." The Chazal, the Medrash says, in this pasuk, there's a remnant of all the four goliyos that Klal Yisrael will have to go through. V'ha'oz ha'is v'soyu is Malchus Bavel, v'voyu is Malchus Modai, choshech is Malchus Yavon, Pnei Sohaim is Malchus Edom, the goals in which we find ourselves in today. When Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav, it says at the end of Parshas Toglos, after Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov, and then he found out that he took it away from Esav. Esau was not supposed to get them. And now Yaakov is running away from Esau. Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov Vayivorcho Yisrael. And the Medrash asks, why does it say again Vayivorcho Yisrael? The whole Parshas Toldos was the brachas that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. And now he's running away from Esau. And the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov vayivorcho Yisrael." He gave him another bracha. What is he giving up? What is he giving a bracha for? He just gave him brachas. And the Medrash tells us, Yitzchak Avinu saw what the Medrash tells us in the first pasuk, in the second pasuk in Bereishis. He saw that Klal Yisrael is destined to go in Golos for many, many, many years, many, many generations. The first step of Golos was Yaakov leaving Yitzchak's home. When he left, begins Klal Yisrael going to Golos. Klal Yisrael has to survive in Golos. Golos over so many years is hard. Mark Twain, famous American Goyish author, said, "What's the secret of the Jew? All great civilizations have risen to the platform of the world, have done their thing, and then after they have gone to the dust, and they don't remain. The Jew in every civilization was there. Goyim were right of him. They ran after him. They persecuted the Yid, and the Yid, he withstood everything. He became prominent in every field of endeavor, in business, in government, in sciences, in medicine. The Yid is prominent everywhere." And the Goyim keep on chasing them. And the Jews, he still shows no signs of weakening. What's his secret? The secret, the Yitzchok gave Yaakov a bracha before he left, before Klal Yisrael is starting to go into Golos. And that's the bracha that we carry with us. The Meshech Chachma says as follows, or Meir Simchi says as follows. If you study world history and study the history of the Eden, how Eden went into Golos, there's a cycle, there's a syndrome that happens time after time, each time Eden moves into a new Golos. When Eden are chased out of any given place, they're there for 100, 200, 250, 300 years, and then it's time to move on. There's a cycle that has two different poles to it. On the one hand, when Klal Yisrael comes to a new place, It's a strange language. It's a strange culture. They don't have, they're sub-citizens of this place. And they have to find their way. They have to find themselves. And Klai Yisrael, at this point, in any given Golos, Klai Yisrael is mischazik, and the Ruchnius builds, there's learning, and there's Kima Mitzvahs, and there's Avos Achim, everybody stays together, and everybody's learning. The Ruchnius of Klai Yisrael comes to a peak in those years, in that Kufa. And then, a next generation is born, who learns the language of the hosting country, wherever it may be. And as time goes on, they become familiar in the ways of the land, they become familiar in business, and they start to be matzliach. As time goes on, and history moves at each station of Golos, they become more comfortable and more comfortable. Nature has it that as time goes on, each generation builds on a previous generation. So when it comes, when Klai Yisrael is in Golos, the next generation, they're better at the language. The kids know technology much better than our generation. Things move on, and Klai Yisrael begins to gain prominence wherever they are, in all areas, wherever it may be, in government, in medicine, whatever it is. And when they become too comfortable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I have to remind them again that they're Eden. And he does that by anti-Semitic sentiments. People start, the sin of Esav, Sinner, and Yaakov comes up again. It happens like this always. And when they become, comes to a point when they're so comfortable, they start to assimilate, and the Ruchnis is on a down, and then comes the final blow, and the Klai Yisrael are expelled. They're chased after, they're murdered, and they're expelled from the country, and have to move on to a new place. When that happens, the cycle starts again. They're coming to a new place. There are the leaders of Klai Yisrael who lead the Klai Yisrael in Torah and in Avodah. And they start in Tuesday, they start all again. This is a sin that happens over and over. So Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chochma, says the Pshat in the Pasuk as follows. V'av gam zois, b'yoysu v'yatsu ayvehim. Moreover, b'yoysu v'yatsu ayvehim, when Klai Yisrael is in Golos, lo'y ma'asim v'lo'y ga'altim. Ma'asim and ga'altim refer to these two different poles. Ma'asim means I'm not Mois and Klai Yisrael, because it comes a time in every stage of history that the Ruchnis of Klai Yisrael goes down, and there begins a level of Shikha Satoya, a level of not being the kind of mitzvahs. That's called something which is Mo'os by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I let this happen. That's one pole. And there's another pole that happens. Klai Yisrael becomes, when they're too prominent and they're too successful, and they make their mark in their host country, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them into Golos, and then they become persecuted, and they don't have parnosis, and they have sicknesses, and everything's out of the law. So there are these two different size of the coin. On the one hand, sometimes there's a tkufa when the ruchnius is strong, and at that time the gashmius suffers. On the other hand, sometimes the gashmius becomes stronger when you gain more prominence, and then the ruchnius suffers. Both of these are situations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with. He wants his Eden to be happy and content, not being persecuted. And he wants his Yidden to be prominent in Torah, to be learned behind the Prime Mitzvahs. So the Pasuk says as follows. V'av gam zois, v'yoysu v'etzer v'yim, when Klai Yisrael are v'etzer v'yim, lo'y ma'astim, I don't bring them this low in Avodas Hashem, in Talmud Torah. V'lo'y ga'altim, I don't bring them this suffering in Yod HaYadim HaZeh, l'chaloysam, l'hofer b'si yitom. I don't cause them to suffer in physical terms because I want to destroy them. And I don't cause them to have a lack of Torah and a lack of Yir Shemaim and a lack of Kiyum HaMitzvos because I want to break my treaty with them. L'hafer b'risa itom. So why do I do it? Because ki ani Hashem Elokeinu. The reason I do it is because ani Hashem Elokeinu, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the world was created with the understanding, with the purpose to be Marbek Kvod Shemayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted, he could have taken the Eden out of Mitzrayim, bring us to Eretz Yisrael, and have Klal Yisrael start learning. Each generation will learn and will become more proficient, more. There's no end as to how much one can succeed in Torah. But also would bring Kirk Kvod Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to create the world. If he wanted to create the world with the intention of being Marbek Kvod Shemayim, he didn't have to send us to 6,000 years of Golos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that it should be that way. It could have been through Talmud Torah, and where each generation brings Torah, the learning, the level of Torah learning to a higher madriga. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted something else. He wanted that the whole world should see Ki Ani Hashem Elokeinu. He wanted that the Kvod Shemayim should come about through Klal Yisrael, showing the Umos Olam that with all the trials and tribulations we go through, all the hardships we go through, we still stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the type of Kvod Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see from us. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ki ani Hashem Elokeinu." I have a purpose in mind. I have something that I wanted to the goyim should see how Klal Yisrael stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how Klal Yisrael stick to the Torah. So that's why I brought it, because I wanted the Kvod Shemayim should come through Golos, and Golos by definition means sometimes the learning gets better, sometimes the ruchnis gets better. Then Klal Yisrael is there too long, they become comfortable, they forget the learning, they become prominent in other areas. That's a cycle that goes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want this cycle not because I chose to cut my treaty with Klal Yisrael, not because I chose that Klal Yisrael should suffer. I don't want Klal Yisrael to suffer. I don't want to break my treaty with them. But I want Ki Ani Hashem Elokeinu. Klal Yisrael is my shliach to bring Kvod Shemayim to the world through this. I was born in the middle of the Second World War. I grew up in the United States, a happy-go-lucky young American kid, not knowing what Klal Yisrael was just getting over the Second World War. And I went to learn in a yeshiva in America. I went to learn in Tel's yeshiva in Cleveland. Not understanding, not appreciating the Mesir Shnefesh that our Rosh Hashivas went through, the Rosh Hashivas, all the Rosh Hashivas of my generation, who learned in pre-war Europe, who became Talmid Chacham in pre-war Europe, who became Mitzvah Torah there. And then it was just at a point when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of Klal Yisrael, uprooted them in the most violent way, and brought them either to Eretz Yisrael, to Europe, other places in Europe, or to America. So when my Rosh Hashiva was a young man, and he was studying, he was learning in yeshiva, he had, not knowing, three purposes of his Torah. On the one hand, he was functioning within himself, he's learning, he has to become a Talmud Chacham. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the Tachs of Bereshis Bar Lakim, Bereshis Bishvil Torah Shnikereshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shnikereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his Yidin should learn Torah. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not impressed by big numbers. He could have had one other Marishan. If other Marishan wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, and he would have gone straight to Tolem Haba, so the world would come to its end. The Tachlis is there. There would be no Klal Yisrael. There would be no Matan Torah. There would be no world history. That's the whole story of the world. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not impressed by big numbers. He wants to give schar to who's Mekayim his word. If Adam Rishon would have been Mekayim his word by not eating from the Eitz Hadas, that was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough. Since he did eat from the Eitz Hadas, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now, plan B is to go through 6,000 years with millions of people. But when one person sits in the Beis Medrash and devotes all his energies to sustain his kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So my Rebbe, my Rosh Hashiva, who was a young man, he was sitting and learning in pre-war Europe. He was fulfilling his own destination, he was fulfilling his own purpose to become a Talmud Chacham. But that's not enough. A person functions I missed one important point. It says we have to lecha kamoicha, and Rabbi Kiva says it means it's a cloud. All of Klal Yisrael are one, and you have to know your place in Klal Yisrael. And Ben Agai says all of history is one. You have to know your place in history. This Fasemis asks, the Gemara of Shabbos says wherever it says when Chazal used the term Klal Gadol, they're inferring that there's also a Klal Kotel. Wherever there's a Klal Gadol, there's a Klal Kotel also. If Rabbi Akiva says, "Zeh klal gadol b'toyeh b'hafta lecha kamoicha," so what is the klal kotel? Fasemis says the klal kotel is the person himself. A person is a klal. He is the sum total of character, of all his character traits, what he received from his father and from his mother, and from his paternal grandfather, his paternal grandmother, and from his maternal grandfather and grandmother. And what he learned from his neighbors, what he learned in school, there are so many different character traits that make up a person's personality. So there's all of your personality traits are also a klal gadol. And if you want to a person wants to bring himself to a shleimus, he has to be able to know each one of his traits. How do they fit with all the rest of my personality? Sometimes people like to imitate others, and it doesn't fit. I want to do a certain kind of hanoga in Benolam Lamokum. I want to do a certain kind of hanoga in Benolam Lachaveyo. I want to do a certain hanoga in Benolam Lishtoy. And sometimes you have to know, is this the right thing for you or is it not right for you? A person has to know each one of my personality traits. How do they fit with one another? So the Klal Kotel is the person himself. The klal gadol is Klal Yisrael, and the klal yoyser gadol is history. How a person has to function on all three levels. So when my Rosh Hashiva was learning, he was being mashlim himself. He was trying to bring himself to his own purpose enough to become a Talmud Chacham, whether there's other people on this world or not. Secondly, he was preparing himself to be a Marbet Torah, and he became a Marbet Torah. To be a Marbet Torah means I have my place in Klal Yisrael. I'm interacting with all of Klal Yisrael, whether it be in Talmud Torah, whether it be in Kima Mitzvah, whether it be in business, whatever I'm doing, to have that scope, that what I'm doing, I'm not doing for myself, I'm doing as a part of a community, as a part of a yeshiva, as a part of whichever tzibur I find myself in, to be a part of that tzibur. And looking back, we can certainly understand that he was fulfilling his part of history to connect a pre-war Europe, period of pre-war, pre-World War II with post-World War II, to connect that Klal Yisrael can move into a new era and still hold the level of ruchnis that we need to. Often, a person can't, it's hard to navigate, it's hard to find myself functioning on all three levels at the same time. But there's no doubt, I cannot expect to succeed in my level of involvement with Klal Yisrael before I know who I am myself. I have to first understand myself, and then I can work as a part of a community, as a part of a Klal Yisrael, and then I can see where do I fit into the Kvod Shemayim of 6,000 years. I used to hear from my Rebbe, there's a drasha from Chazal on this pasuk, which is in the Zohar. And the Zohar says as follows, I wasn't Moyes and Klal Yisrael, I don't expel them from in front of me. And the Zohar asks, I don't know where the Zohar is, but I heard it from my Rebbe. It's mashma that if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Moyes, Cholila, and would be Goyel and Klal Yisrael, then he would destroy them and he would be made for the Yisitom. Why must it be like that? So the Zohar says that the pshat in the pasuk is different. L'chaloysom, al tukki l'chaloysom, elo l'chalosom. The reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the reason I am not Moyes of Goyle and Klal Yisrael is lekalosim because Klal Yisrael is my kala. Moshe lemoadav adoyma a melech whose kala was taken captive and she's being held in a shuk shel brusaki. She's being held in a place of, where in the shuk where the tanners work, and that's not a place that that a melech goes. A melech doesn't go there, but if his kala is held captive there, he'll go there also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ezeveim, that's not a place where the Shekhinah goes. The Shekhinah is in Eretz Yisrael. The Shekhinah doesn't like to go to places where they persecute Yidden. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Kalasu, because my Kala is there, then I'm Mukha to go. If a person wants to be able to motivate himself, how do I give all of my energies for Torah, for myself, for the community, for Klal Yisrael, for world history? How do I give of myself? The kalosim, just like the Rebbe Shlom does what he feels that he has to do, even though he doesn't want to go to God, because kalosim, because his kala is there. You have something to work for. You have something that motivates you. So we should all understand what it means to be the kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the chosn looks for the kala looks for the chosn. What it means to have that kashya kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should all be able to give all of our energies to be Mabukh and Shemaim, and with that to bring Mashiach. Amen. Amen. Amen.